something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your wake-up call.
Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam!
No, 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 no! It's Tuesday! Here. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning
to you.
It's feeling good.
How you feeling out there? I mean, the weather's starting to warm up on the East Coast. It was a lot warmer than it was yesterday and this
week. Snow is melting. You know what's disgusting about snow in New York and Brooklyn, where I live? You get to see all the garbage on the street that was under the snow again.
I always say when it's
wet garbage everywhere.
Yeah, but that's like Winter Olympics in New York, New Jersey. Like when the snow is just disgusting, you got to jump over the garbage, you got to jump over the snow.
And it's all dirty, gray.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, it is nasty. It's disgusting. Well, good morning. How you feeling? What you do yesterday?
You want to hear something crazy? I went to bed last night at like 9 o'clock, which was amazing. Because, you know, I was away. I was in Turks and Caicos over the weekend, handling some business there. Shout out to everybody there. Shout out to Chef Nick at Crackpot Kitchen. He had his grand opening last year, and I think he's celebrating his one-year anniversary this weekend. But I had a good time, but I had to like catch up on some things. I watched Euphoria because I didn't see the latest episode of Euphoria. I watched Power Book 2, Ghost. I watched that last episode, which was crazy. Both of those were crazy. And I just stayed home. I was cleaning up, doing laundry, trying to get my life together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to go to Turks a lot. Shout out to Turks. I really miss Turks. I haven't been there in a long time. Mm-hmm. A neighbor had a condo there. So we would just use his condo all the time. Then the neighbor moved out the neighborhood, so haven't heard much from him in it since then. But I haven't been since. But yeah, I need to get back to Turks. I really
enjoy
Turks.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places. So, and they're so hospitable when we go. Shout out to Jack Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, let's get the show cracking. All right, Charlamagne, you know he comes here at 6:02, so he'll be here in a minute. Now, what we got? Front page news, what we talking about?
Man, I saw a lot of jokes about this on social media yesterday, but we'll talk about these two airlines that are merging. It's a $6.6 billion merger, so you'll see what these jokes are like. Also, let's talk about the Build Back Better bill and what First Lady Joe Biden has to say about her disappointment about what was cut out.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Man, we should have started with Pusha T. Pusha T got a new
record. They was going crazy over Pusha T yesterday, too.
All right, we'll get it on. This is Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yo.
Let's get in some front page news. Does it feel like Super Bowl week?
What you mean, does it feel like Super Bowl?
Does it feel like, I
hear a lot of people like talking about it, and I saw a lot about the commercials coming up. This is when you start finding out who's in the commercials, how much the commercials cost.
It only feels like Super Bowl week when your team is in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's not like Super Bowl is like an official holiday that everybody looks forward to.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not. Tom Brady, yes, it was. No.
I thought you said it should be a holiday before the day after.
Listen, anytime I can get a 3-day weekend, I'm all for it. Okay, but no, it's not a holiday. You only feel like that literally when your team is in the Super Bowl.
Nah, you love football. It does feel like that. Well, LaMelo Ball, it looks like he is going to make it as an all-star alternative. And that's because Kevin Durant won't be playing because of his injury. So congratulations to LaMelo Ball.
Yeah,
because
LaMelo Ball should have been on there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
I agree. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, First Lady Jill Biden is talking about her disappointment about the Build Back Better agenda. Now, you know, she's a professor. She's an English professor at a Northern Virginia community college. And she's been trying to get this inclusion of 2 years of free community college. But now that is taken off the table from Build Back Better. Here's what she had to say about that as she was speaking at the Community College National Legislative Summit in Washington, D.C.
The American Rescue Plan put billions into community colleges so that they could support their students. But Joe has also had to make compromises. Congress hasn't passed the Build Back Better legislation yet. And free community college is no longer part of that package. We know what they mean for real people, for our students. And it was a real lesson in human nature that some people just don't get that.
All right, so they've had to take that out. It originally included $45.5 billion for states to offer 2 years of free community college tuition for a period of 5 years. And so originally, President Biden said that that was one of the two big components he felt strongly about that he couldn't get in the package. One was the child care tax credit. The other is help for the cost of community colleges. Now, here is what Joe Manchin had to say about Build Back Better.
Oh, Lord.
The Build Back Better, as it has been presented over, what, the last 7, 8, 9 months, mm-hmm. that bill no longer will exist, okay? Should there be parts of it? Do you want to talk about different things? I think the president said there might be certain parts and this and that. My biggest concern and my biggest opposition, it did not go through the process. Whether Lisa votes for it or not being a Republican, she should have at least the opportunity to have input. It should have gone through the committee.
He's a Democrat in name only. All right. Yesterday, he even endorsed the woman running for senator in Alaska. So Democrats are supposed to pick up more Senate seats. Why would you be endorsing a Republican in Alaska, Joe Manchin?
All right. And in other news, this was going viral yesterday. Spirit and Frontier Airlines announced a $6.6 billion merger. It's a combination of low fare carriers that would create...
Low cares, right? You said it right.
Yeah, low fare, low care. They'll create America's fifth largest airline. I saw a lot of people talking about this on social media.
That might make Spirit better. I ain't never flew Frontier. Y'all ever flew Frontier?
It's pretty much the same.
Oh, the same thing?
pretty much the same.
Okay, well, yeah.
I mean, they were making fun of like different names or... You know, what would you call it if they merge?
I have no idea.
I would call it No Way.
I think they should change their name from the Spirit. Ain't nothing about the Spirit and Spirit. Okay, when I feel the Spirit, I feel good.
Both of those airlines have very low base fares, but they charge you for things like carry-on bags.
Seats.
Yeah.
Tickets, meaning that you can book a ticket on Spirit, they'll cancel your flight, and then when you call customer service, they act like you the problem. Okay, if they answer the phone at all. All right.
And, you know, Spirit has the highest number of passenger complaints.
I know!
Yo.
I've been one!
But you know who's second? Who has the second most complaints? JetBlue. And then Frontier had the third most.
That ain't true. I love JetBlue. Yo, that's my airline. I am a Mosaic customer of JetBlue.
Now, both Frontier and Spirit also had the industry's worst customer satisfaction ratings, according to the American Customer Satisfaction
Horrible.
Index.
I need to know what y'all be complaining about on JetBlue. Because one thing about JetBlue, if JetBlue makes a mistake... By the time you look in your email, they done gave you some points or something before you even call customer service.
It ain't like Delta. Delta's good money. I'll tell you one time I was flying Spirit, and they made this guy take off his jacket because he had long johns on. He had two pairs of jeans. He had two pairs of sweatpants.
He wasn't trying to check a bag.
He wasn't trying to check a bag. And he looked, it was
now
so.
That looks suspicious.
He was so big. They was like, you got to take some of that
I'm
off.
I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at Spirit.
They made him strip down.
I'm not mad at Spirit.
They made him take some of that off.
I'm not mad at Spirit. One time I was flying Spirit, and they was like, yo, can anybody here know how to fly a plane? Because I piloted. I know, I'm making this up.
Shut up, man. Yo, you put us on Spirit one time.
I ain't never put y'all on Spirit. Yes, I put y'all on Southwest.
Oh, same difference.
Get your bum ass airlines right.
You're right.
Okay. Somebody told me last week, TK Kirkland said he only flies Southwest. That's what he said to me. And I said, I want better for you, TK.
You want to humble
Is Southwest
himself.
A bad airline?
They're all the same.
Man, you got to you can pick your own seats on Southwest.
No,
Southwest
first,
is a China bus in the
serve.
Sky.
It's first come, first serve.
What?
So whoever
That's
gets
what I mean. You got to pick your own seat.
Yeah, you got to get there first.
So if you want to fight, if you want to fight for our seat, literally, go ahead.
When they let
thing.
You on the plane, people just start running because people have been there before, so they know what a good seat is.
It's like musical chairs with no music.
I see that JetBlue is also celebrating 22 years with a $22 seat for a limited time.
Man, JetBlue is the truth. But JetBlue flies the places I go the most. You know what I mean? They go to the Caribbean, they go to South Carolina, and, you know, they go to LA, California.
All right. Well,
I don't do much.
That is your front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass. This is your time to get it off your chest. Say it. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Roy.
Roy, get it off your
South
chest.
South Carolina.
Hey. SC, Roy, what's happening, King?
What's up, man? I'm in Charleston right now trying to get this load off.
843 Low Country, what's happening? Will you drive truck?
Yeah, man, drive truck.
How long you had your CDL?
5 years.
That's good money right there, brother. That's a good business you got right there.
Yeah, man, yeah.
How many trucks you got?
What? No. I don't got no trucks now.
You just drive them, you said. You just drive them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, drive them.
Okay.
But, I want to get this off my chest. First, I got to say who they is because, you know, my Cincinnati Bengals are in the Super Bowl this weekend.
Okay.
So all right. I hope we win. And DJ Heavy, I just want to tell you to shut up.
Why?
Because... One time I called and you told me to shut up online. I mean, you told me to shut up on air.
Ooh.
And then hung up the phone on me.
What? What did you say?
This is about three years ago. Always say I'm going to call back and I'm going to get him.
Well, I'm involved.
Hey, tell him if you box him in the mouth now.
Hey, you damn right.
Don't box me in the mouth.
I love y'all, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man.
All right, we love you back, brother.
Peace, King.
All right.
Be safe out there.
I thought you was going to tell him shut up again.
Nah, I don't even remember telling him shut up. I don't know what he said.
2 or 3 years ago.
That was 3 years ago.
He's been holding that chip on his shoulder.
He's been holding that for a minute.
One of these days.
When I get through, I'm going to tell him to shut up back. Nah, peace to him, though. Hello, who's this?
This is Marcus.
Marcus, what up? Get it off your chest.
First of all, good morning to all y'all.
Peace, King.
All right, and also I just want to get off my chest. I'm getting married in September. I'm really excited about it, and... The only thing is that one of my best friends, he's unable to be in it because his wife won't allow him to.
What?
Why? She don't want him walking down the aisle with other women.
Oh,
you are lying.
Yeah, and it's kind of like frustrating, you know what I mean?
Are you kidding me? He can't be in your wedding and that's your best friend because of that?
Yes.
Well, he's still coming though, right?
Yeah, he said he's going to come, but it's going to look so weird, you know?
Pause.
That's really sad, man. That's awful that she won't allow him to be in the wedding.
Well, who's the girl at that you got him walking down there with? Who's the woman?
Well, he's not.
Well, he's not really assigned to certain, you know, it's just other parties from my fiance's,
side.
You know, her bridesmaids. Mm. But it's like she's invited to the wedding. She's going to be there. It's not like they're going to have any...
I feel like it's more to the story, man. Somebody smashed somebody
in
the bridal party.
It got
to
be somebody they know.
Ain't no
she
way.
She won't be sitting at the table by herself with the wedding parties at another table. It got to be something else.
I don't know, man. She knows my fiance, so it's not, I don't know, man.
You might have to talk to her.
That's actually silly. And when you tell your homeboy that, he going to be so hurt. But, hey, man, God bless her. I'm not, you know, I don't know the full story, so I can't judge why she's doing that.
Yeah, he just told me. He told me straight. He was like, "Hey, man, I'm here to support you in any kind of way." But you know, because I was gonna talk to her one on one, but he was like, "You know, she's gonna tell you all the good things, but then I'm gonna suffer in the long run."
So, unless he lying, unless he really don't want to walk down there, unless he just saying and blaming it on her, because it don't sound right, brother.
Well, I was in his, so I don't know.
Well, enjoy your wedding.
You sound hurt about this too.
Just enjoy your wedding.
Well, you have till September.
Yeah,
maybe things will change.
When's the wedding day? What's the date?
September 9th, man.
Well, enjoy your wedding, brother.
See, that's
all right. And Charlamagne, could you send me some books, man?
I got you. I'm going to send you The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker and Anita Kopach, Shallow Waters. I'm going to put that pack out for you right now.
Hold on. He's on line two.
That's a tough spot to be in, though, because you don't know if that's your woman's instinct or your woman's insecurities. Because woman's instinct is great. Woman's instinct can save your life and keep you out of a lot of bad situations. But, you know, those insecurities, you know.
Yep.
Can block blessings sometime.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Gas Station, a.k.a. Young Shell. How you guys doing?
Young Shell.
What's up, Gas
Young
Station?
Young Shell. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Bless right, black right. And highly favored.
As you should. I got a question. So, I don't know, the Joe Rogan thing, I don't really want to touch on that too much, you know, but I do see the difference in how they treat him with, you know, like, they're not even touching him. And I understand why, but, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, I don't know, man. I don't want to get too deep into it. It's just, I see the difference.
I don't think it's the same thing, though. I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's the same thing because it's two different companies, man. I mean, you know, ABC clearly has a stricter policy. I mean, they fired Roseanne 2 years ago when Roseanne had something to say about, who was it, Valerie Jarrett or Michelle Obama? It was one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I can't, you know, get too deep into it, but yeah, I don't know. But did you see the new rule in the NFL? Did you see that new rule?
What's the new rule?
Now, what's that?
So they're trying to stop all the home teams. They're trying to prevent.
Man, shut up. Shut up. I know where you're going. Shut up.
Yeah, no, let them say it. I this rule.
They're
going to
play
bro.
In Dallas from now
on? That's the only play.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's the only place you can play in Dallas now.
I think that's a good rule. Super Bowls are going to be in Dallas to prevent home teams from making it to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Because the last 2 years, home teams have been in the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
One more thing. Envy.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure you got your people already when you go to the Super Bowl and all that. Can I shout out my partner, security team?
Yeah, go ahead.
If anybody need them, anybody want to get them, Mad Moody Music. It's on Instagram, Mad Moody Music. Personal security, armed security. You know, he's a driver. He does it all. If you look for somebody on a good budget, you know, not the high end stuff, Mad Moody Music on Instagram. Get with me.
So basically, he drives, and if you jump in his car, he's going to be playing his demo for you.
No. He does other stuff. He just, I don't really, you know, the rapping, I don't know, but, you know, I don't know.
You're stuttering, man.
That's all right. Well, all right. Well, thank you, brother.
I'm not, yeah.
And I would tell anybody, if you're going out to Super Bowl or you're going to any city right now, just be extra careful. It's very dangerous out there. Just be careful. I mean, I'm going to be Apple watching it out there. I ain't messing around with nobody. I'm just coming in, enjoy myself, get my little check, and get the hell out of there. But that's whatever city you go to.
You don't tell them you're getting a check.
Huh?
That defeats the purpose.
Why get a check? What, are you going to take the check from me?
Yes.
They
got to
cash it.
These people, yeah, they will. They'll figure out a way.
People got
hookups. They'll figure out a way.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tia.
Get it off your chest, Tia.
Good morning, y'all. I want to talk about Cody Bixby. He's a 4-year-old boy that's been missing at Hampton, Virginia for the past week. And they got his dad in custody. Like, he's a first suspect or whatever, because he was the last with him. He was last seen at 12 a.m. His dad is saying that he just wandered off at 12 in the morning, a 4-year-old in Hampton. And we all know that's not true. And I just wish that he would honestly, like, tell what happened to that little boy, because he got... The police, like, so hot out here for us.
So he's missing. A 4-year-old is missing in Virginia.
Yes, he's been missing for a week in Hampton.
What's his name so people can know and look up the story?
Cody Bixby.
Cody Bixby.
His daddy is Corey Bixby, and they got him under investigation. They're keeping him holding with 7 counts of neglect charges on him and 3 other kids of his as well.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm looking up the story right now. They said day 7, he's still missing.
Yeah, exactly, and it's so sad, and I wish that he would just tell us, you know, like, what happened to him, because, like, at this point, it's been a week, the police is, like, super hot out here, they're looking, we just had a case like this not too long ago, like, 2 years with Noah Timlin, and they found him in a scene, so he was a 2-year-old little boy, and his mom put us on a goose chase again for her to already know where her son was.
Wow.
And I just wish they would, you know what I'm saying, like, I wish they would, because I'm out here driving hard. The police is everywhere now. Like,
Just tell us so we can go back to our lives and put that little boy at peace or something.
All right, Cody Bixby, 4 years old. He was reported missing January 31st, last seen wearing Spider-Man flip-flops and black clothing.
Have they done an Amber Alert? I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. All right, well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Spotify. They're investing into underrepresented creators. And then we'll also tell you about Joe Rogan, who has offered him $100 million to join their platform.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, according to an internal memo, Spotify is planning to invest $100 million now in content from underrepresented creators. The CEO, Daniel Ek, said, "I want to make one point very clear. I do not believe that silencing Joe is the answer. We should have clear lines around content and take action when they are crossed. But canceling voices is a slippery slope. Looking at the issues more broadly, it's critical thinking and open debate that powers real and necessary progress." So one of the things he said that I'm thinking about is what additional steps we can take to further balance creator expression with user safety. I've asked our teams to expand the number of outside experts we consult with on these efforts and look forward to sharing more details.
I agree with him. Canceling voices is a slippery slope. And this is just another example that free speech isn't free. It's a cost to everything that comes out of your mouth and you can't name the price.
Now, Spotify did sign that Joe Rogan Experience multi-year $100 million deal in May of 2020. So they made 11 years of content available only on that platform. But they did take down 70 episodes just recently.
Who picks and chooses the podcast that they're going to invest in, though?
I'm not sure, but he did say they're going to be working with some outside experts as well. So I would think that those are the people that will help consult and figure those
things
out.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I don't know if they're going to do that in-house.
Because I know a lot of people who are at Spotify now who are having trouble, you know, getting shows off the ground and producing other shows like the Obamas. So it's like, you know, I wonder who's going to help with that.
All right. Now, Joe Rogan, in the meantime, has gotten an offer from Rumble Inc. It's a YouTube-style website that's popular among U.S. conservatives, and it's also Trump-affiliated, and they've offered him $100 million over 4 years for all of his shows. The CEO, Chris Pavlovsky, said, "Dear Joe, we stand with you, your guests, and your legion of fans and desire for real conversation. How about you bring all your shows to Rumble, both old and new, with no censorship, for $100 million over 4 years?
And that's just for the video, by the way. That's not even for the audio. That's just for the video. But, I mean, it makes sense. He's the biggest podcast in the world. He was the biggest podcast before Spotify. He'll probably be the biggest podcast after Spotify. Of course, there'll be other offers.
All right. And Michael Jackson biopic is set at Lionsgate. And that's going to come from John Logan, who also produced Bohemian Rhapsody. So Bohemian Rhapsody was an amazing movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, so imagine what
they I don't think I ever saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's great.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, so it's based on Queen. So you got to see that. But this, I think, will be amazing if they can do justice like they did for Bohemian Rhapsody. All right, and Marcus Houston has released a wedding video with a new song that is inspired by his wife, Maya, and their daughter, Zara. He's making his music comeback. It's actually 10 years. A 10-year hiatus that he's taken from music. And so he released a surprise album on Friday. It was called Me. And that album features the single Forever's Not Long Enough, who he dedicated that to his wife, Maya. Here's how that song sounds. Marcus Houston. I didn't even know he put out a surprise album on Friday. Now, Freeway also has shared a freestyle that's very emotional, honoring his late son.
Lord have mercy.
And daughter, yes. His son passed away in October 2020 at the age of 19, and his daughter Harmony passed away in October of last year after battling cancer. And so he shared a tribute post on social media for both of his children after they passed. And here is this freestyle that he shared.
You always told you I love you, always showed you I love you. Yes, indeed, our love stayed true. Everything that we've been through, the decisions made by God. But it hurts being away from y'all. Hope God saved the space for y'all. Every day I pray for y'all. No, I'm never giving up hope. Call God never placed me on hold. Wonder why my wrist is on froze. Probably because my heart is so cold. I lost my boy, then I lost my girl. They're not here no more. That's crush my world. They're always on my mind, always in my thoughts. While I'm on my grind, they're right in my heart.
Ooh, so much love to you.
Man, I send healing energy to Freeway often, man. That brother is going through it, and absolutely, I wouldn't wish that pain on anyone. Lost 2 children in the span of 2 years. I hope, you know, everybody around him is covering that brother with love and prayers.
And before sharing this freestyle, he also celebrated the 3-year anniversary of his successful kidney transplant surgery. So imagine all of those things that he's had to go through.
Shout out to Freeway.
Nah, salute to Free, man. Definitely send you healing energy, brother.
And definitely also want to show some love to Kid Capri. He released The Love. It's his first album in 24 years. So congratulations.
Shout out to the Kid Capri. Yesterday was his birthday, too. Happy birthday, Kid Capri.
Salute Kid Capri.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I was going to get into this new Pusha T, but you're going to play it, right? This new song, Diet Coke.
Can we play? Do we have a full version? Can we play now? We got the full version?
Produced by Kanye West and 88 Keys.
Nice little cocaine pick me up in the morning. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's called Diet Coke. What we got out
ain't nothing diet about this Coke. It's raw, pure, uncut. All right? Better than coffee.
What we got, Front Page News? What we got, Ye?
COVID restrictions lifted.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this joint. It's Pusha T. It's Diet Coke. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that has been saving people money for nearly 60 years. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and you should take a closer look at The General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Challenge what your dope like. If your bin's bigger, step it up.
Man, drop on the clues, Bob, for Pusha T. Disgusting. That's adult contemporary hip-hop courtesy of Pusha T. For all the parents, disgusting. All the parents taking their kids to school, acting like they trafficking drugs. You got errands to run this morning and want to act like you're moving packs. That's the record to do it to.
Man, that's so disgusting. He got another heater coming. Oh, man, he got a... You just wait.
I think that's produced by Kanye West, too. It yes. is, right?
And 88 Keys.
And 88 Keys.
That's why Kanye West gets to be Kanye West, because when the music is great like that, it just makes folks forget what he did yesterday.
That is fact.
I got to learn how to make beats.
All right.
Hey, Rogan, get with Kanye. Let Kanye produce a record for you.
All right. That way?
All right. All right. Change the narrative.
All right. Well, let's get into front page news.
No, don't do that. Kanye will name it niggas and something, and he'd be all right back in the same
goodness.
Boat.
Oh, my goodness. Where we starting, ye?
All right. Well, let's start with these mask mandates. Connecticut will permit students and staff members to stop wearing masks in schools by no later than February 28th. In New Jersey, officials lifted that state's mask mandates for schools as well. So they announced they would eliminate the state's mask mandates, and that policy will take effect the second week of March. Also, the governor of New York said last week that officials were striving to remove mask mandates in schools, but that vaccination rates for younger children needed to rise. She said, we're not there just yet. In California, the most recent mask mandate, which required masks in indoor public settings, regardless of vaccination status, was put in place in mid-December. And they said that that is going to extend until February 15th, and then it will expire. But in L.A., you can expect to still have to wear masks. They're saying there, masks will still be required indoors for people.
Now, this is one of those things they're going to lift, and then when rates shoot back up, they will tell folks put the mask back on and act like they never told us to take the mask off to begin with.
I'm sure.
Well, I think it depends on, you know, what happens.
Like we said,
everything keeps on changing.
I think it's fine. I mean, you can still bring your child and make your child wear a mask. You can still wear a mask, but I think they need to open it up a little bit. I mean, think about it. Most kids haven't seen their friends' faces in the last 2 years. So the fact that they open it back up.
They've seen their friend faces.
I'm not mad at that. Why? Kids got to wear masks all day.
On Zoom and FaceTime.
Except when they eat.
And when they're at each other's houses.
And when they eat.
And their practices. Which also doesn't make any sense, right? Because these kids be having basketball practice, baseball practice, football practice, cheerleading practice. Ain't no mask at none of that. But they wear masks.
And they're not doing testing like that. Yeah, they wear masks.
It's just like in the NBA when they bump into each other all over on the court, but then they wear masks on the sidelines. I don't.
It's stupid.
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, it's been months of rising cases due to Omicron, but now every state in the U.S. is reporting declining or stable new rate cases, according to data. So, you know, even still, the U.S. has still reported nearly 2.2 million new COVID cases last week. But hospitalizations are falling, by the way, and deaths, you know, as well. So
it's not Omicron, it's Delta? Which one is
it? No, it's still Omicron. They're saying it's still here. Omicron took over.
So there's no Delta no more?
They said like 99% of cases are Omicron.
Omicron bought out Delta.
But they did say the cases among kids continue to drop, but they're still extremely high.
What was the original version of COVID name? Do you remember? Was it just COVID-19?
Yeah, it was just COVID-19.
It was just COVID-COVID.
COVID-19. So COVID-19, and then it was what, Delta?
Then Delta, then Omicron.
Then Omicron. Mm. Okay.
They said there's another surge happening, by the way. In Europe. But
who the other members of the family that's not as popular? So COVID-19 is like Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Delta would be Janet. Right?
Mm.
Omicron would be Jermaine.
No, because I'm
and who the rest of the Jackson
Omicron 5? Omicron's popping right now, so.
Omicron's Janet.
Oh, you said Janet. You said Jermaine.
No, who I said was Janet? Delta?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, now the Houston Texans have hired defensive coordinator Lovie Smith as their head coach. They announced this yesterday. He served as a head coach twice in the NFL for 11 seasons with the Chicago Bears and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's black. He's the second person of color to be hired as an NFL head coach this offseason. The Miami Dolphins announced Sunday they hired Mike McDaniel, who is multiracial, as their new head coach. Now, after the hiring of Smith was announced, lawyers representing Brian Flores said they were happy the team hired a black man to lead the Texans, but would be remiss not to mention that Mr. Flores was one of three finalists for the Texans head coach position. And after a great interview and mutual interest, it is obvious that the only reason Mr. Flores was not selected was his decision to stand up against racial inequality across the NFL.
Now, is that fair to say? I mean, Lovie Smith was the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, he was there in the system already. So is that fair to say that, you know, Brian didn't get the job just because he stood up, at least that job in Houston?
Yeah.
That's not fair to say. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. That slights Lovie, I think.
Right. You can't. I don't know that you can prove that.
Yeah.
You know, but that is your front page news.
All right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, you just told you guys that they're starting to lift these mask mandates, all right, in California, in New Jersey. And what else? What other place did you say?
Connecticut.
Connecticut and a couple of other places. What are your thoughts on it? 800-585-1051. Are you like, thank God I'm tired of this mask?
You think they should lift it on the planes? No, right? Not yet.
Planes are a little too close to me.
I'm never not going to wear them in the airport. You know why I'm not going to never stop wearing them in the airport? Because I've been watching Asians wear them in the airport for years. Clearly, Asians knew something that we didn't know. All right? For years. We used to sit in there, look at the Asians and be like, why are they wearing masks at the airport? Clearly, they knew something we didn't. I'm always wearing them at the airport.
Yeah, I probably always wear it on my flight, but it is to the point now. It's like they're saying that this is something we're going to have to live with, right? Like they're saying like the flu is going to be here for forever almost. So are we going to wear masks forever? No, I think it's time to, you know, start taking those masks off. And if we want to, if it's our choice, then we can put them on when we want.
But like, but you see the rates of the flu dropped from people wearing masks.
That's
but like,
right.
But like you said, like, you know, the kids, they play basketball, they play football, they're not wearing masks. Cheerleading practice, they're not wearing masks. All these other
things, let's be clear. I'm not anti-mask. I'm just saying that, you know, it doesn't make sense a lot of the times.
But I
made up my mind a long time ago that I'm definitely wearing masks at the airport when I go out, when we travel, 100%.
All right. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about these mask mandates. Now, a couple of states are allowing us to take these masks off, you? Is that what they're doing?
Connecticut, California, New Jersey. And that's for, you know, in schools, and everybody's doing different things. And by the way, just by county, people can also make their own decisions. So they will not require it. And so that way people can make their own rules.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on it? You know, start with you, Yee. What do you think?
I just think it's a case by case situation. You know, I still feel a little cautious in certain spaces that are crowded and want to wear a mask. But then I also understand sometimes you're in a restaurant. I feel like there's no limitations anymore now. So, you know, like sometimes I don't wear a mask depending on where I am. Sometimes I do. But I also got boosted. I also am fully vaccinated. So that makes me feel a little more protected.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated and boosted, but I'm tired of the mask mandate. I mean, if I
want to raw dog some air?
But I feel like if you're unvaccinated, you should be more cautious.
I do want to raw dog some air. And it gets to the point where a lot of times I travel in these different cities and I'm confused, because in New York, you have to wear a mask when you walk into a restaurant. But in Jersey, you don't have to. But when you go to travel in different states, you have to. Then you don't have to. Then you have to. Then you don't have to. Then I watch my kids. They play football and basketball and they cheerlead and they dance and they go to gymnastics. They don't have to wear their mask. But then it's just confusing.
All these mandates have been silly. And the reason all these mandates have been silly is because everybody wants to act like they know, when the reality is we're all learning on the job. You know what I mean? That's what COVID has been this whole time, on the job training. So I just hope this is one of those times where, you know, they're going to lift the mask mandate. Then when the rates shoot back up, they'll tell folks put the mask back on and act like they never told us to take the mask off to begin with. I think everybody should do what they feel comfortable doing. Personally, I made my mind up a long time ago. I'm definitely wearing my mask at the airport. Because I'm learning from the Asians. Because Asians and Michael Jackson was ahead of the curve when it came to wearing their mask in airports and public places like that. That I shall continue to do.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Erica.
Good morning. So what are your thoughts on the mask mandates?
Take them off. Take them off. And I say that because you could smell somebody's stink breath and a fart through that mask.
That is your breath. By the way, that's your breath.
That's your breath.
There's nothing.
It could be, but I'm
saying. Ain't no could be. You need a root canal.
No, I don't. No, take them off. I'm just tired of them. And it's not preventing nothing. You get it. You don't.
You wouldn't say that about condoms.
What?
You wouldn't say that about condoms.
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
You ain't no condoms?
Yes,
mama.
You nasty. That's why your breath smells like that.
No, my breath smells very well.
Let me hear it. Let me smell. Okay. Go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. We got to hang up on you. Lord,
I smell that through the phone.
Your breath is an FCC violation. Jesus Christ.
Goodness
Your breath smells like the 7 dirty words we can't use on this radio.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Ernest. How you guys doing?
Ernest, good morning.
Good morning, Ernest.
We're talking about the mask mandate. What we doing?
Man, you got to keep those masks on. You talking to somebody who had COVID, was in the hospital 2 weeks last year.
Oh,
true.
Okay.
Got to keep them on. The problem with this country, we have elected officials to make smart decisions for us ignorant people. And it's the ignorant people who are always pushing the elected officials to make ignorant decisions.
Ernest, did you have your mask on when you got COVID?
I did not, my brother. I did not. Mm. I learned the hard way.
True.
Are you vaccinated?
I work in the school now. I'm a school teacher. Yes, I'm vaccinated with my booster. Mm.
Yes,
I keep my mask on in the school. Got to.
Ernest, okay. I have no dog in this fight. If you want to wear your mask, wear your mask. I'm going to wear mine in certain places still, too, so.
Yeah, I'm going to wear mine in certain places, but certain places I need to take it off, man. I need some fresh air. Man.
I mean, that's how I feel now, though. I'm living like that now. Certain places I wear my mask, certain places I don't. Airport, definitely wearing the mask, because the airport is nasty.
800-585-1051. We're talking about these mask mandates. In certain states, they're allowing you to take the masks off. So we're asking, what are you going to do? What are your thoughts? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about these mask mandates. All right, 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? In some states like New Jersey, California, Connecticut, and so on, they're saying, hey, you know, might not have to wear a mask. So what are your thoughts on it? Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Sonja from New Rochelle. How y'all doing?
Sonja, good morning.
How's everything?
We doing great. So what are your thoughts on the mask mandate?
Well, I work in a hospital. I'm a little tired of the mask. I would like to take the mask off. You know what I mean? I'm vaccinated. I just want to, and the Omicron, to me, it feels like it's just down to the flu symptoms.
Yeah, but what about them other ones that's still creeping out there, the Deltas and everything else, and OG COVID and all that other stuff?
Yeah, you know what? Charlamagne, I'm just so sick of it all. And like you said, I may be, you know, like certain areas, maybe I'll put the mask on. I mean, I wear it all day at work. I'm just sick of it. I'm just tired of it. It breaks your face out. It feels like your chest is tightening up. You can't breathe no more.
It humbles you when your breath. It humbles you when your breath stinks because you be like, damn, that's me.
Yeah. But I go with the flow. You know what I mean? I'm tired of it. But for precaution, for safety, you know, I wear it.
True.
But okay. I'm hoping.
Yeah, we're all tired of it.
You know. Definitely tired of it.
Okay,
but I get it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I had family that passed away, friends I know. A lot of people died from it. I've been fortunate, you know, not to. You know what I mean? I wasn't one of those, and so something is working,
right?
And I believe the vaccination is working.
Yeah, okay. It's not the most convenient thing, but sometimes you know, convenience isn't easy.
I think we gotta treat
necessity isn't easy.
I think we gotta treat the mask like condoms, yo. You got to use your own discretion. You know what I mean? Some places are safer to raw than others.
When's the last time you used a condom?
I'm married, though, so I don't count. I'm talking to all the single people out there.
You're stupid. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Blake, man. I'm calling from the Savannah area.
All right, what's up, bro? We're talking about the mask mandate. What's your thoughts?
Hey, for real, I think, man, everybody done got the shot so far. Everybody got the boosters.
Not everybody.
We've been living with it for the past 2 years. Not everybody, but for the most part. I mean, I feel like, we got to live with it at this point. You know, I think everybody's just going to have to face it, man. You know, it's not going anywhere. You just got to trust in your immune system, trust in God, man, trust in your process, wash your hands, you know, do whatever you feel comfortable doing. But it's not going anywhere at this point. We just got to learn to live with it.
Why don't we talk about God? We always forget when God said faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith in the world, but you still got to put in the work, brother. Like, there's still certain things you got to do.
You got to do your due process. That's true. Like, I say, wash your hands, you know, sanitize, do whatever it is. If you feel like you got to wear a mask, wear a mask. But to make the whole general population, you know, just have to wear a mask, you know, not everybody's comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't want to wear it, you know, don't force them.
No, I'm with you. Listen, the airport is the one place I know that I'm always going to wear a mask. Because even restaurants don't make no sense to me, right? Because it's like you go in the restaurant with the mask, you sit down, but then you take it off to eat.
The only thing is sometimes those long flights, man, I just need some fresh air.
Oh, no,
sometimes.
I take mine off on the plane now. Especially once I go under the covers, I'm letting y'all know right now, all flight attendants, I ain't got no mask on under the covers, okay? You can't breathe.
I'm with you.
All right?
I'm with you.
That don't make no sense either, though, because you still take your, they say you can take your mask off to eat on the plane and drink on the plane. It's just like, man, none of it makes no sense, man. It hasn't made no sense since the beginning. But people do what they do to feel comfortable, I guess. I don't know.
Do what you have to do to protect yourself, especially if you have a compromised immune system. I advise wearing that mask.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Zendaya. She has responded to Dare's criticism about Euphoria, saying that they glorify teen drug use and addiction.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm like, come and put that on me. Don't be running from me.
You cursing on this goddamn radio?
I'm not cursing.
I heard you say something that you thought you might have bleeped, but it came out your mouth.
It definitely didn't come out my mouth.
How are you this morning? What's happening? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club.
Happy Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
Black History Month. I'm not going to lie. I don't feel like Black History Month. Y'all done let everybody call out Black History Month for the 8th. Y'all been talking about everything but blackness since the first beginning of Black History Month.
Yeah. Yeah. What you say?
So easily distracted we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely are. But that's all right. We'll help them understand.
It's not
We do a Black History Month moment every morning.
Well, actually, we do. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Because every day on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, we drop a daily podcast hosted by my man B-Dot. Drop it on Clues Bombs with B-Dot. Mm-hmm. Where we give you a Black History fact that you may not have known. Or something that you know, you didn't know was rooted in anything to do with race. Mm. So, yes, we do that every morning at around, what, 9:40 maybe? Is it?
Well, about 9:20.
I'll take your word for it.
9:20. All right, well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Kanye. He cannot stay out of the news. I feel like every day half the stories are about Kanye. But we'll talk about his Netflix documentary, Genius, because they do have a trailer.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
understand all the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Zendaya has responded to DARE's criticism. That's the anti-drug education organization that says that Euphoria glorifies teen drug use and addiction. Now, in her response, she said in an interview, I was asked about Rue's journey this season. I guess this is what I hope we hold on to and are left with the end. She said, I had a lot of people reach out and find so many parallels from all ages, all walks of life, so many parallels with Rue and her story. And Rue means a lot to them in a way that I can understand, but also maybe in a way that I could never understand. And that means the most to all of us. She said, our show is in no way a moral tale to teach people how to live their life or what they should be doing. If anything, the feeling behind Euphoria or whatever we have always been trying to do with it is to hopefully help people feel a little bit less alone in their experience and their pain and maybe feel like they're not the only one going through or dealing with what they're dealing with.
Yeah, Dad needs to shut up and figure out a way to partner with Euphoria because nobody talking about Dad. They're not starting no conversations and having no impact in that space anymore, but Euphoria is. Euphoria could actually help, you know, Dad be relevant again. You know, if they have resources and services that people can use, Euphoria can point them in the right direction.
She also said that she feels like Rue hits rock bottom. She said, you know, that she hopes that people watching will see her as a person worthy of their love and worthy of their time, and that she has a redemptive quality still, and that we still see the good in her, even if she can't see it in herself.
Let me tell you something. Euphoria is such a throwback to the raw, edgy content with a message that I grew up on. And that performance Zendaya did Sunday, drop on the clues bombs for that performance.
Amazing.
She should win all the awards.
I was clutching my pearls.
I know Spider-Man taught her to jump walls and everything the way Rue was scaling them walls, okay? And it's just a trip to know that you used to watch Zendaya on Casey Undercover with the kids, and now we're watching her on Euphoria. Mm. Like, killing it.
She really outran those cops, let me tell you.
Spider-Man taught her all that.
All right, now Kanye's Netflix documentary, Genius, is going to play in theaters nationwide for one night only. And that one night is on Thursday, February 10th, in over 1,100 theaters ahead of its debut on Netflix. That streams on Netflix Wednesday, February 16th. So, as you know, it's directed by Kuti and Chike, and they also directed Kanye's Through the Wire and Jesus Walks music videos. And Kanye posted that he wanted Drake to narrate Genius, and Drake actually liked it, so who knows? Here's the trailer.
Well, I first put the camera on this up-and-coming producer back in 98.
Southtown made it down here, boy.
I knew he was destined for greatness. The goal was to see how far his dreams would take him, but I had no idea what life would take us next.
You're gonna be one of the greats, trust me, the next greats. And what's f***ed up is that when it become great, people get hate.
And you need an angel to watch over you.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Ain't nobody never broke down.
That's right, your man.
I ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
If I do what I'm supposed to do, people gonna look back like, man. Remember, dude used to just make beats for people?
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that documentary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they should have somebody from Chicago narrate. Well, I mean, Drake would be dope because of his name, but you know, you want somebody from Chicago, especially if it's showing like Ye from the beginning, right?
Probably want somebody known with a known name narrating, known voice.
Yeah, but you want that Chicago twang, that Midwest twang.
I guess it's whatever he wants. Yeah.
Of course it is.
All right, now the Kardashians have also shared the spring release date for their new Hulu show. And it's the Kardashians, if you guys are interested in that. So, now, as we all know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians ended, but now you can get ready to see.
I'm going to watch it this year.
You are?
What? They're going to talk about the Tristan. They're going to talk about Kanye. They're going to talk about the new baby. They're going to talk about Astro. There's a lot of content that they own.
Well, is it still good, though, once you see it play out on social media and in the real world?
You get to see the conversations in the house.
Absolutely.
Now, they announced that it would be releasing April 14th, and it'll be every Thursday after that they put out new episodes. And they also released a short teaser clip that you kind of got to watch in order to see it. But they announced that all the walls will be shattered in the new series. And they all do have a lot going on.
They say that every year, by the way, that all the walls will be shattered. But this is going to be a good one.
I mean, Khloé with what she's going through with Tristan, and then Courtney with, you know, her new relationship.
Travis Barker,
With Travis. And obviously, Kim has been in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Kylie Jenner had her second baby with, you know, there's a lot going on with them. So, and we saw the drama with Rob Kardashian recently with Blac Chyna and things that the text messages that were released of him using slurs.
I wonder if Pete will be on there. I wonder if Pete Davidson will be on there. Have no. a cameo.
All right. Well,
I'll take y'all word for it. Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete Davidson, by the way, people are saying that he has, for the first time, called Kim Kardashian his girlfriend since being linked with her last year. He was chatting with Kay Adams, who is the host of People, the TV show, about his partnership with Hellman's Mayo for an upcoming Super Bowl commercial. And here's what happened.
Well, I don't really have Instagram. I don't have Instagram or Twitter or any of that stuff. So, like, most of my daily life is, like, getting into cars and showing up to a set. Or I just, like, if I'm off, I just either hang with my friends or chill with my girlfriend inside.
And people were going crazy. Like, oh, that's his girlfriend. He's finally said it. And speaking of commercials, you know, he just was doing that interview for a Hellman's commercial that's going to be playing, Hellman's mayonnaise commercial that'll be playing during the Super Bowl. But they've also talked about and released some of the trailers for some of these other commercials. But Super Bowl is so crazy.
Why
they have
do
trailers.
That, though? I'm confused. Why do they play the commercial before the Super Bowl? Like, I seen the Pete Davidson commercial yesterday. I'm like, well, wouldn't you want to see it during the Super Bowl?
I guess it's exciting during the game to see it, too. I don't know.
And if you ever had any speculation that Pete was white, the Hellman's mayonnaise commercial sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Well, other commercials, Meg Thee Stallion and Charlie Puth for Flaming Hot, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart for Bic for the lighters, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick, they have the Pepsi halftime show, as you know, Zendaya for Squarespace, Lindsay Lohan for Planet Fitness, other people, Kevin Hart for Sam's Club, Idris Elba for Booking.com, so there's a whole lot of commercials, Trevor Noah and Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Coolidge for Uber Eats. So those are just some of the commercials you'll be seeing during the Super Bowl.
And they said them slots are like $7 million a commercial and all the slots are sold out?
Sold out, as they always are. All right. Now, Julia Fox, in the meantime, as you know, that's Kanye's girlfriend. She deleted all of her pictures with Kanye West and unfollowed all the fan accounts over the weekend. People were thinking that they broke up, but she said, guys, relax. I unfollowed the fan accounts because I was tired of seeing myself. Suddenly, Instagram was not a fun place anymore. I took the effing photos down because I read the comments and everyone was like, oh, my God, you clearly only posted photos you look good in. So she's saying that's the reason why, and it's not a breakup. All right, now Kanye, in the meantime, they're saying, has refused to sign documents that would grant Kim Kardashian her request to be declared legally single amidst their ongoing divorce. So they say Kim is still trying to get, according to sources, Kim is still trying to get the married status dissolved to single before they finalize the divorce, but Ye has yet to sign. Moving this divorce along isn't something he's acting quickly on despite Kim's efforts. So she really wants to be single, and he's not trying to sign those papers. It's weird, though. You want to be called single before you get divorced. You guys are pretty much single right now, both of you. So what does that difference does that make? And Antonio Brown has announced that he's president of Ye's Donda Sports. They've locked down a $2 million Super Bowl suite for the kids, he said. He said, as president, it was important to me to book the Donda Suite for this year's Super Bowl. This is a game meant to be watched together. This is the love and unity we need to push. This is for the kids, our next generation. And he said that Donda Sports will be hosting community events during the Super Bowl weekend in L.A. They plan to invite kids and their families to the game as
That's
well.
That's dope. I wonder how many kids can go, because, you know, those suites can hold, I think, like 26 kids. So how do they pick what kids get to go? What kids
well, they
don't?
Also have community events they're doing that weekend. So
that's dope.
That's a very positive cause. But I'll tell you one thing, man. No one man should have all those stories. Lord have mercy.
That's what I said. Half the stories every day
Jesus
is
Christ.
The Kardashians and Kanye. It's insane. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. Charlamagne, who are you giving that down? Kadoo!
You know, let's go to Santa Fe, New Mexico this morning, you know, and talk about Terrell Christensen, who I actually have some empathy for, but we'll discuss for after the hour.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is The Perfect Day to Boss Up. This is Rick Ross's guide to building your own empire. Now listen up. Your first 30 days of Audible are free when you sign up at audible.com/breakfastclub.
WWPRFM HD1 New York
and iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
You are rocking with the best.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it under Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 8th goes to Terrell Christensen of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's 34 years old. Let me tell you something. The reason I have made my life's work helping people heal, getting folks to invest in their mental wealth is because of guys like Terrell. See, I'm going to use the word crazy here because I need y'all to understand where I'm coming from, okay? Every day of our lives, we are trying to avoid crazy. Not just our own crazy, but the crazy that exists within others. See, we can't run from ourselves. That's why you have to do the work on yourself so you don't hurt yourself or others, okay? Because when you don't do the work on yourself, you end up projecting that hurt and that pain and that crazy onto other people, okay? But other people, we really can't control. We can only encourage. And someone like Terrell definitely needed some encouragement. Let's go to KOAT Action News 7 for the report, please, to hear what Terrell did.
Police arrest a man in Santa Fe where officers say he broke into a home, drank some beer, feasted on some shrimp, then took a bubble bath. Police said the homeowner found the intruder inside his home in southwest Santa Fe. The man told the homeowner he needed a warm place to stay, apologized for breaking in, and left $200 on a chair to pay for the window. Terrell Christensen is charged with aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage.
Now, see, Terrell Christensen is what you would call a compassionate criminal, a holistic home invader, if you will. Imagine walking in your house and there's someone in there holding an AR-15, drinking a beer, eating up all the shrimp, and taking a bubble bath. I know that sounds like one of the hardest covers of a rap album you ever seen, but it's not. This really happened. And then Terrell apologized to the homeowner, saying he just needed a place to sleep. And did you hear what they said he left? Play the news report one more time, Red.
Police arrest a man in Santa Fe where officers say he broke into a home, drank some beer, feasted on some shrimp, then took a bubble bath. Police said the homeowner found the intruder inside his home in southwest Santa Fe. The man told the homeowner he needed a warm place to stay, apologized for breaking in, and left $200 on a chair to pay for the window. Terrell Christensen is charged with aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage.
He broke the window and left $200 on a chair to pay for the window before packing up his gun in a duffel bag and quietly departing. Now, clearly, this man is sick. Clearly, this man needs help. Let's thank God nobody got shot first, okay? All right? Let's thank God for that, all right? And by nobody, I mean the owner of the home and Terrell. But I could easily give Terrell the credit he deserves for breaking in the house, drinking a beer, taking a bubble bath, and eating all the scrimps. And I'm going to tell you something. In my old age, I have grown to have empathy and compassion for people like Terrell, because to say you broke into someone's house just because you needed a warm place to stay, that's an act of desperation that I pray I never have to experience. But Terrell, the reason you're getting donkey of the day is because you left $200 on a chair for the homeowner. The average price of a motel in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is $98 on a weeknight, $130 on the weekend. I Googled it, okay? I know inflation is kicking everyone's ass, but you still would have money to get some beer and some scrimps, okay? Gotta be a Bubble Gumps or a Captain D's around Santa Fe somewhere, all right? 12-pack of Bud Light, $10.49 at Walmart. Get you some kids' bubble bath, Mr. Bubbles, $3.99. You don't even have to get the Honest brand bubble bath. That's like $11, $12. Go buy the kids' brand, okay, to save some money. Moral of the story is, do you know how much $200 is? All right, you breaking in people's houses, eating their food, drinking their beer, using their tub, and you got money in your pocket? Clearly something is wrong. You know, I know something was wrong with this thoughtful thug. Well, he didn't get arrested that day. He got arrested the next day after he tried to steal a woman's car at gunpoint at a Church's Chicken in Santa Fe. All right. The woman told cops she was waiting for her food in the drive-thru line when Terrell pulled up and pulled out and demanded that she get out of the car because he was taking it. And then he ran off when she started blowing her horn. And he was picked up by police when he was spotted walking down a road later that day. Terrell told police that he had been caught in a blizzard on Sunday and broke into the home out of fear of freezing. And he felt bad about breaking the window, but he refused to speak about the attempted carjacking at Church's Chicken. All right. He's not all there. All right. But he's there enough. And the fact he had $200 in his pocket, but instead of going to get a motel, he chose to break into someone's house, and he was charged with aggravated burglary, larceny, and criminal damage to property for the Sunday break-in, and an additional aggravated assault charge for the attempted carjacking. Listen, man, yes, everybody has to deal with the consequences of their actions, but what is jail going to do for this guy? He clearly needs to be getting some type of psychological evaluation and be somewhere, you know, getting some mental health services. But in the meantime, he has to get the credit he deserves for making poor choices. Please give Terrell Christensen the biggest hee haw.
All right.
you want to play a game?
Oh, God. Okay, Envy.
All right.
I guess it's time to play a game of Guess What Race It Is! And I printed out his picture just in case you wanted to play.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Terrell Christensen, 34 years old. Mm. New Mexico, broke into somebody's house, ate up all the scrimps, drank all the beer, took a bubble bath, and left them $200 for the window he broke. Angela Yee, guess what race he is?
What's his name again? Terrell?
Terrell Christensen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Oh, it sounds French or something.
Mm.
Can I say
oui,
that?
Oui. We don't have a... Whatever. Any French drops, but oui, right?
And then it politely left money.
So what you say? Mm.
Germans have a reputation. What, do they? I don't know.
French, I said.
Oh, French. French have a reputation French. For being polite.
Come on.
You can't say French?
No, why not?
Say,
we don't have French in the
I
computer.
Said oui.
It's not a race.
Oh, well, okay.
But you gotta be white. Why never you
claimed to be.
Off?
I've never claimed to be a genius. All right? Angela, you went to college, all right? She's the one. I'm just following her.
So you going with white E?
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't know any white people named Terrell.
So where are you going? You gotta pick one.
Terrell Christensen. Wasn't Christensen signed to Rockefeller?
Christian.
Christian.
Oh, okay. It was like Christian Christian.
Yeah.
Man, it's tough for me, man, because Terrell, I don't know a white person.
Pick one!
Pick a race we know.
I'm gonna say non-white.
Non-white?
That's an option always.
That don't mean black though.
Yeah, it don't mean
it
black.
It doesn't, it's just non-white.
All right, non-white. You said non-white. DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Terrell Christensen.
Okay.
34 years old, New Mexico, broke into somebody's house, ate up all the shrimps, drank all the beer, took a bubble bath, and then left $200 for the person. Guess what race he is! Oh, and he had an AR-15. Let me not forget that part.
Damn it, man.
That's a big clue.
That's a big clue.
AR-15's a big clue.
See, I was going to go black, right? And I'm going to tell you why I was going to go black. I was going to go black because you said church is chicken. He went to the church of chicken. He's at church of chicken.
He went to the churches to rob a car, not for the chicken.
Oh, my bad. But then I don't think if a black person ran into somebody's house, they're going to take a bubble bath.
Could be Hispanic.
You know what I mean? I don't think it, but then you say AR-15, and I think AR-15.
That's a white man's gun.
I think that's a white man's gun.
That's the white shooter.
That's right, yeah, because black people, we got the small gun because we got to tuck it. But we ain't got no, we can't be walking around with a
Could you hurry up and guess what race he is?
I'm going white.
A white guy named Terrell.
I'm going white.
Well, I mean, I could be wrong.
You are wrong, Angelique.
Yes!
He's white?
DJ Envy is right.
I knew it!
Terrell
yes!
Christian
white
Song
named Terrell!
Is white.
I knew it!
As far as I know, Mugshot look white to me. He can identify as a white man, that's for sure.
He white. Woo!
Yes.
All right. Got that one right. I knew it was the bubble bath. The bubble bath and the AR-15.
Go get Terrell some help, man. Terrell needs some help.
He said there's no white people named
Terrell.
I don't
know any white people named Terrell, do you?
Well, now you do. All right, well, thank you for that talk here today. All right, now, when we come back...
Terrell might be a top five black name, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. All right, when we come back, you want to talk what, 90 Day Fiancé? What happened?
Yes, so I know you guys don't watch 90 Day Fiancé, but I was watching an episode, and Gina was upset that Jasmine actually went to a bachelorette party and was getting a dance from a male stripper. Here's what happened.
What the hell? Who is this guy? What the What is it?
Normal. My friends were all the stripper I didn't know was in shock.
You know, no problem.
Are you mad at me?
I don't like it. Jasmine should have never had a stripper at this party to begin with. But, you know, why are her friends showing me a video of Jasmine with a stripper? What's the point of that? And Jasmine's laughing along with her friends. You know, why is she laughing with them? It's like she doesn't even care how I feel or anything.
Man, what the
now
hell?
I thought about you guys. Would y'all be upset if your wife went to a bachelorette party for a friend and got a lap dance from a male stripper?
All right, let's talk
Is
about
it a big deal? Because I wasn't sure.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, it could go either way, right? If your wife or your husband went to a bachelor or bachelorette party and got a dance from
okay,
a stripper.
Okay, Envy.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, if your wife or your husband went to a bachelor or bachelorette party and got a dance from a stripper, well, how would you feel about it?
Is it just all in fun because it's a bachelorette party? No big deal.
So it's all male strippers, right?
Yeah.
So if the guy went there and got lap dance from the male stripper?
No, I'm saying both sides.
No, that ain't what you said.
You know what? See, you always want to change the
game.
800-585-1051.
How did say a male stripper.
You did.
I said a male or female stripper.
That ain't what you said.
But that's why you said, okay, Envy.
That's right, Envy.
You know what? Call us up.
It's a party going on right here.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast.
You all right?
Yeah, my dad just texted me. Hey, when you get a chance, can you tell me what drill rap is?
Oh.
They're building a case.
They're building a case?
Your dad a former DA, right?
They're building a case.
They're building a case.
Oh, man. All right, Dad, I'll call you later to tell you what drill rap is. All right. Street rap, Dad. It's just street rap. It's a different sound. It started from Chicago, just like a street rap. I'll send you some.
You just told him
some drill rap songs. See if you can understand it. All right. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about 90 Day Fiancé. Now, what happened on 90 Day Fiancé? I don't watch it.
Gina was upset about Jasmine going to a bachelorette party and getting a lap dance from a male stripper.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Ladies, if your man went to a bachelor party, would you have a problem if he was dancing with a female stripper? Or stripper. I should just say or stripper.
Getting a lap dance. Not just dancing with. You make it sound like they in the club two-stepping.
Right. Same thing with women, you know, with men. If your lady's out, would you have a problem if she got a lap dance? All right? Start with you, yeah. Go.
I don't think I would really mind so much. It's not a big deal to me. As long as it's not nothing crazy like you're alone in the champagne room or anything like that. If you guys are out in public. And as long as you're not acting real extra.
All right, okay. Charlamagne.
No, I wouldn't care. I have no idea what happened at my wife's bachelorette party. I do not know.
No, she went to one of her friends right now and got a lap dance from a male stripper.
If your wife went to your... No, because that's the point of the party, right? All the friends having a good time. It's just a lap dance, like, you know
but
what I mean?
But it's kind of a double standard, right? Because I feel the same way. My wife went into, let's say, a friend's bachelorette party and she got a lap dance, I wouldn't care. Now, let me ask you a question. If you went to your friend's bachelor party, would you get a lap dance?
It's a bachelor party. You're supposed to partake of all of the things that are going on at a bachelor party. If there's a pinata, you hit the goddamn pinata. If there's freaking... They're bobbing for apples, you bob for apples. If there's strippers there and strippers are giving lap dances and the stripper gives you a lap dance, you get a lap dance. Like, what happens at bachelor parties stays at bachelor parties. Everybody's respectable. I really like... My wife had a bachelor... Did your wife... y'all was probably too young to have a bachelor party.
We did, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, my wife had a bachelor party. I don't... They went down to Miami. I don't know what fun they had. I didn't have a bachelor party. My whole life was a bachelor party. I didn't need one.
You know what? I didn't have one either. But
I didn't need one.
But I wouldn't care. I've went to strip clubs for years.
I would not care.
Would you want to see the video footage of it?
No. No.
Stuff like that don't bother me though. It's a lap dance.
That's
like,
why I don't want to see it. Definitely doesn't bother me.
As long as he ain't picking her up and turning her upside down and tossing her up in the air and all of that other kind of crazy
that's
stuff.
That's what they do. That's a bachelor party.
They don't do all of that.
Oh, they yes, they do. I've been to male strip clubs in the male review show. They definitely be dumping that thing
on
your forehead.
Throw your wife all around, spin on the finger and all that. Nah, I don't want to see that.
I ain't never seen that.
I've seen it.
Spin on the finger.
Well, not on the finger.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Marin.
Marin, what up, brother?
Marin, what's up, man?
Good morning.
You know, the question is, man, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if the man went and seen a female stripper at his party, I mean, I'm quite sure it'd be cool with his wife, you know, or his girl. I mean, as long as he come back home, you know, that's all that matters, you know. I wrote a book about male dancers. Because I used to be a male dancer when I was younger.
Okay.
You know, and
what was your name? What was your stripper name?
My stripper name was Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Did anything crazy ever happen while you was dancing for the ladies?
Yeah, you know, women are wild, you know, when, you know, everybody's having fun.
What does that
you
mean?
Know, my book is Cocktail Party.
Okay.
You know what they say about cocktails? Pour me one or tell me one. You know who told me that? The Godfather Elvis Duran.
That's right. Hey, but, you know, you can find me on ASA Publishing Corporation.com Marin Johnson.
I know, Marin.
And, you know, it's a good read. And it's, you know, there's a lot of women in there. It's a lot of sex and, you know, violence in there, but it's a good book.
And your last name, Johnson. You was born for this, King.
That's right. That's right. Hey, but, yeah, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, he's just probably insecure. You know, so he needs to, you know, to get himself right, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy, let his wife endure herself.
He sound insecure. I can hear the insecurity in the back of his throat.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Hello, who's this?
All right, Mr. Johnson. All right, here you with me. All right, Mr. Johnson. It's a party going on right here.
Good morning, mama.
She's definitely getting a lap dance.
I want a lap dance.
You said you want one?
Good morning, Angela.
This ain't no lap dance, please. Good morning, mama.
That's what I said. She's getting one for sure.
Okay, now we're asking, would you want your man to get a lap dance, and are you getting a lap dance?
You know what? I'm definitely getting a lap dance, and I think it's naive. I think it's so naive for a person to think that somebody's going to go to a bachelorette party or a bachelor party and then not be strippers there. Like, that's the point.
That's the whole point.
Get y'all dance on. Like, it's not like they there to steal your man, steal your woman. They trying to make money, okay? What's up, Sarla?
Peace, queen. How are you?
I love you, Sarla. My daughter is a huge fan. Been following y'all since Breakfast Club began.
Oh, man, I love you more, man. I love you and your daughter more. Thank you.
Damn, she was like one when we started.
Yeah, she's in the seventh grade, and she really hates it when Charlamagne goes on vacation.
Well, Charla getting old. Tell her Uncle Charla getting old. Charla needs his vacation. Right?
I know are y'all gonna do that at the Super Bowl party? There's gonna be a bunch of strippers. I mean, people cannot be that naive. And don't get jealous. It's just fun.
I ain't going to no Super Bowl party. I got a whole family. I'm gonna be at home.
What about the champagne? What about the champagne room?
You and Envy got to be at home with y'all wives.
That's right.
What's up?
Well, let's go. What's up? Let's party.
We about to roll out.
Let's roll out.
Goodbye with your little hot ass.
I love from Detroit, y'all. Love you all.
Peace.
All right, 800-585-1051. Would you mind if your husband or your wife got a lap dance? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, do you mind or would you mind if your husband or your wife got a lap dance? We got Nikki on the line. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? Talk to us.
Hey, look, I tell you right now, my man better not. Ooh. If I find out, I'm chopping her t's off in his, you know what?
What?
Don't play with me.
Okay. You mad at her for doing her job?
Hey, look, your job is to sit there and be with that bachelor. You're at a bachelor party. Bitch, dance for the bachelor. Leave the side niggas alone. Let them chill and watch you do your show.
I can't believe you just said you're going to cut her titties off and his.
Hey, because this was already before me and him was about to walk down that aisle. When you put that ring on my finger, I came with that disclaimer. So if you're sitting there trying to put her life in danger in yours, you better make sure you give her that disclaimer while you're sitting there getting that dot dance. Now, you know, I better not be on that camera because if my baby see this, you know, you better go into hiding.
But what's your
why
man's
your
name?
Voice got so deep
wow.
like that?
What's
your
man's
name?
I'm trying to talk like if I was know, a dude.
But
what God.
You
did
the
that
shit.
Good.
What's your man's name?
My name is AJ.
AJ from Indianapolis?
Yeah, he's from Indianapolis.
You gave him a lap dance, Envy?
He's done a lap dance for me quite a few times, and I bet you never met my AJ because he's got a very unique name. If you can say his unique name, then we can go for that. But he's got a one and the only kind of name.
He's been to the strip club with us, but that's all right. Well, I'll let you
know. Envy said he got a tattoo somewhere.
Yeah, he's been to a strip club before. I'm not going to say he ain't had a life before me, but your life had better have ended after that, you know?
Why you want this nigga? Die when he get with you.
Life ended.
Why I gotta die when I get with you?
Gosh. What kind of vows you take when you get married? Is it not until death do you part?
And don't say nothing about scribbles.
You taking?
And don't say nothing about scribbles.
You're right, they don't. So therefore, they should not be in.
Wow.
All right.
All right, fun police.
Okay. All right, Nikki.
He's scared right now.
Is AJ around? Can we make sure he's alive?
You would be cool? You would be cool with your wife getting a dance from a dude?
If she was at a bachelorette party for her friend, in context, yes, I wouldn't give a damn.
Oh, even if y'all was mad at each other? Like, I'm about to really get this lap dance on.
Wow.
Way up on that stage. Hold on. I got a lap dance from this one dude.
Nikki, I'm like my Palo Santo because you are projecting so much hurt on this
what
radio
What if the guy was
morning?
Completely
no,
naked?
I'm being real because I've watched so many and listened to so many of my buddies that have went through things like this. I mean, I'm thankful my dude, he's honest with me. He's told me he's done it before, but we're not married yet. So when we do, he knows that's definitely not in the equation for us. But I've had some buddies that have gone and been suckers. They've been suckers like that.
Poor AJ.
Like, I mean, come on. When I've gone to a strip club, I know you get me all down there. I'm feeling all good. If I'm not sitting here going home to my man hopping on that, I'm doing something while I'm out.
I hope that man, I hope he has an amazing bachelor party, and I hope a woman grinds on him and leaves a little
Don't
bit of discharge, and I hope you find a discharge,
Don't get that man
and
killed.
Then you got to deal with your hurt and your pain, because this don't make no sense, Nikki.
That don't make sense that you would wish hurt and pain on somebody else instead of saying live your best life before you get married.
What are you talking about?
You tell him, Nikki.
I'm with her.
Nikki, you be safe
live
out there.
Live your best life before you get married. If you got the need to want to sit there and grind on other chicks, you ain't ready to be married, boo-boo.
That ain't
you
true, ain't Nikki. It's a bachelorette party.
Nikki.
A bachelor party.
Get a wig, baby. I got 20 wigs. Which one you want? I am Linda, Felicia, then Nikki at the candy store.
Nikki,
so,
Nikki, Nikki.
Go ahead and put DMX song and get it going.
Nikki, go live without your soul in. I'll give you $1,000.
I did. That's not my story, boo-boo.
He said without your sewing. But, Nikki, you have a good one.
She don't
and I hope
song.
Is AJ okay?
Oh, yeah. AJ's cool. He laying in that bed. I just put him to sleep, you know.
All right. Thank you.
Boy, Nikki, you is aggressive for no goddamn reason. This is abusive. You are. I can just hear that
AJ is scared
voice.
For his life.
For no reason. AJ is waking up right now mad, apologizing for something he ain't even do.
All right, well.
AJ about to get beat up today for no goddamn reason.
I want
to
hear DMX right now.
What they want
from we're going to play that. We got rumors on the way, Ying?
Yes, and let's talk about T.I. It's official. He is performing at Super Bowl weekend, but it's not music.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, here's DMX.
Yeah. What is that? Born from a... With this hot ball from a
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Cardi B has made her daughter Culture's Instagram page private. Now, she shared some screenshots of some of the disgusting comments that people were leaving in her daughter's Instagram page. She said, haven't been checking my daughter account, but now I'm going to lock her page. I don't know what the F is going on, but I hope your moms die for giving birth to you ho-ass weirdos.
I don't wish that kind of energy on people's mothers, though.
I mean, yeah, no, I don't agree with that. But I will say it's disgusting that people would go on a child's page and leave crazy comments.
That's wild.
Yeah, and I do think if, you know, you have children, small children on Instagram, just keep their page private because you don't want anybody saying anything to them. So now the Culture's page is private. So y'all crazy people cannot leave no nasty comments.
And you'd be surprised how much people hate someone, right? So they'd be so jealous and envious of Cardi B's success. So, you know, they just want to hurt her in any way. And get a response from her in any way. So correct. When you put the most precious thing that you have on Instagram, of course they're going to attack that.
Absolutely.
All right, now Dennis Rodman's daughter, since we're talking about daughters, Trinity Rodman is now going to be the National Women's Soccer League's highest paid player. So congratulations to Trinity Rodman. She did a contract extension with the Washington Spirit that's worth $1.1 million. She's only 19 years old, and now she's the highest paid player in the league.
Okay.
Congratulations to her.
I love that. Drop on the clues bombs with Dennis Rodman's daughter. What's her name?
Trinity
Rodman.
Mm-hmm. She was actually the rookie of the year last year for the National Women's Soccer League.
Hey, man. All I want is for my daughters to have that type of success, too, man. So salute to Dennis Rodman.
All right, now T.I. is for sure taking this stand-up comedy career seriously. He performed at the Laugh Factory, just to let y'all know he's for real about it. And he's going to be performing stand-up at the Super Bowl weekend, Shaquille O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Jam. What?
I mean, T.I. is doing this because don't none of y'all want to see him in a Versus, so he don't got nothing else to do.
Any bored.
Okay. Don't none of y'all want to see him in a Versus, so he got to go do stand-up.
I think I'm going. I'm going to go to...
To see T.I.?
Yeah.
At Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam.
All-Star Comedy
Jam,
yep.
Here's a little more of T.I. talking about doing stand-up while doing stand-up.
I'm too old to be hopping around on stage with a microphone. You know what I'm saying? This seems a little more age-appropriate. You dig? Just imagine, right? Being 41 years old, running around on stage, yelling money hoes, cars, and clothes. That's all my n****s know. Really? Is that all you've learned in your 41 years? Money hoes, cars, and clothes is all you and your n****s? You don't know nothing about stocks, bonds, annuities, no 401k.
In his defense, that song is 20 plus years old, all right? And when I hear 24s now, it just takes us back to that time. That's actually when I first met T.I. I first met T.I. at Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina, and he was in between record deals, and he had 24s on a white label CD, and well, I played it.
He'll be joining Monique, Bill Bellamy, Earthquake, Michael Blackson, and it's hosted by D-Ray Davis. All right, now.
That's going to be a tough one.
What? He's a special guest comedian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about more comedians. Kevin Hart and Charlamagne have unveiled an exclusive Audible original series, so perhaps you want to tell us more about it.
Oh, man, we got a company with Audible called SBH, you know, Short Black and Handsome Productions, and so we have a multi-year deal with Audible, and we have a lot of Audible original series that we're coming out with. And the first one actually is going to come out on March 3rd, and it's Erica Alexander, Finding Tamika. Erica Alexander produced it, and she co-wrote it, and she narrates it, and it's called Finding Tamika. Yep. That's the first one that comes out, March 3rd.
Short, Black, and Handsome?
Yes, we got a
My good sister Alicia Renee, Unleashed with Love, her series is dropping this year.
Mm-hmm.
85 is dropping this year. My man Chris Moreau, that's all about the movement in Philadelphia. Got a lot of things.
Who came up with the name?
I mean, the name comes up with itself. Me and Kevin Hart are both short. We're both black and we're both handsome. Okay? All
right? The short part is right.
So you can go pre-order Finding Tamika right now.
So you're saying they're not black?
On Audible, by the way.
the black part is right, too.
It's available March 3rd, but you can go pre-order Finding Tamika right now.
That's dope.
Yeah. And I saw Kevin Hart also sent Nick Cannon a vending machine filled with condoms as a prank.
I seen that, too. Well, congratulations.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, when we come back, the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The Kings of Napa comes from the executive producer of Claws, and this juicy series has got it all. You do not want to miss The Kings of Napa. The drama unfolds every Tuesday at 8, 7 central on OWN.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's Black History Month. What are we doing?
Listen, in this episode of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, which you can download daily on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, my guy B-Dot is discussing why February was chosen for Black History Month. Very interesting stuff. Listen. I didn't know,
maybe you didn't either. Welcome to Mr. Dottie's Neighborhood. I'm your host, B-Dot, and today we're at the Magnolia House. Let's go take a look around at some of the rooms they got in here. Today's episode of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either, today is a celebration. February 7th, 1926, Carter G. Woodson started Negro History Week. And I know black folk always getting upset about, oh, why Black History Month celebrated in February? Why we just get 28 days? Why they don't give us 31 days? Calm down, people. Nobody's slighting black people by giving us February. Carter G. Woodson chose February because he wanted to celebrate two people who are integral in the advancement of black folks. One, Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday was February 12th. Two, Frederick Douglass, whose birthday was February 14th. So, February 7th, 1926, Carter G. Woodson said, listen, we're going to have Negro History Week, and we're just going to learn about black folk and all the great things that they have done, which is now Black History Month. So I challenge you to find out something about black folk that you just didn't know. Like supporting this podcast. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know.
That's right. You can download I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Go subscribe to that. Every day, daily, you get a new Black History Month fact like that. Okay?
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right. Now, shout out to Erica Ford. Check out her full interview online if you haven't checked it out. BreakfastClubOnline.com.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate Erica Ford and all she does for us. She
Absolutely.
Is, of course, the co-founder of Life Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an activist that tries to help us out there and make sure we
no,
don't
she doesn't
get
try to do
stabbed.
Nothing.
She does.
Get hurt.
Yeah, she does. Do she puts up the numbers.
As she does. All right. You got a positive note?
I do. The positive note is simply this, man. If you want to be happy, you got to let things go and let things be what it is.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.